Efforts to clear the way for a natural gas pipeline along the Alaska Highway to Alberta continue, though prospects for the line may have diminished. Federal coordinator for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Project, Larry Pursley, was in Fairbanks last week giving updates on the project. Pursley says TransCanada and Exxon are on track to meet the requirements of the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, or AGIA, deadlines for permitting the project.
The TransCanada Exxon project still is on schedule to turn in their 11 draft resource reports to federal agencies at the end of December. Those will be draft reports on hydrology, water quality, air quality, socioeconomic subsistence, everything that becomes the basis of the environmental impact statement.
Pursley says that will be followed in January with a series of public scoping meetings on the EIS process by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. He says if the project stays on schedule, the companies will submit an application for a certificate to build and operate a pipeline by October 2012 and qualify for state subsidies amounting to $500 million for getting to that point. And what then? Nobody knows. It's still an investment with risk involved.
AGIA, I think, was oversold to many people. It wasn't going to get you a pipeline. It's just going to get you the certificate. This is one step. And if you're ever going to have a pipeline out of it, the three producers need to come together and agree if that's what they want to build. And the state and producers have to come to agreement on fiscal terms. Otherwise, there's nothing is going to come out of it other than a certificate that you hang on a wall.
What about LNG? Well, Pursley remains adamant that market prospects for Alaska gas exports are bleak.
North America's oversupplied today by shale gas, and that's going to be that way for the next several years. The question is, will it be oversupplied for the next 20, 30 years out? The Asian market today looks good in that they're paying a much higher price for it, particularly Japan. But long-term, there's a lot of projects going after that market.
Pursley says projects in Australia, Papua New Guinea, Qatar, and Yemen are all on track to feed the Asian market. It says China and India, the countries with much of the demand, also have their own domestic gas resources.